Hey, it's Mark Raven here. Welcome to episode 354 of Lean Blog Audio. This is a post that I published on January 22nd, 2024. It's titled, Mistakes Are Proof That You're Trying, a Situational Analysis. You can find the blog post. There's a link in the show notes or go to leanblog.org/audio354. We can all make mistakes, so I certainly advocate for learning from mistakes through my book, my podcast, my speaking. I do my best to learn from my mistakes. I make a lot of mistakes, I guess, but I try to learn so I don't repeat them. Now, I fail to meet that standard sometimes, and I try to learn from those moments, as I shared in a different blog post recently. Now, a few times now, different friends have sent me a photo or tagged me on a LinkedIn post about a sign similar to the one pictured in the blog post. They assume I'd love the sign and the sentiment behind it. My response? Well, it depends. So pictured here is a sign. It's kind of colorful, if not whimsical. And it says, mistakes are proof that you are trying. Mistakes are proof that you're trying. That's true. The surest way to not make mistakes, is to not try. See, I made a mistake there. The surest way to not make mistakes is to not try. Or I could edit, but why edit out my mistakes? Not trying is usually not an option in most workplaces. So we're going to try. We're going to make mistakes. But how do I feel about that sign? Again, mistakes are proof that you're trying. It depends on the setting and the circumstances. If this sign was posted in a classroom, and it looks like it might be well-suited for an elementary school classroom, I think the message would be a positive reinforcement of a growth mindset and a helpful reminder to students and to the teacher, maybe, that it's natural to make mistakes when learning something new. Now, I wouldn't want to see the sign in an airplane cockpit or in a Boeing factory. The message would be too flippant, and mistakes that could kill a few hundred people in a single incident are part of the reality in those settings. That's why pilots learn and practice in simulators, a safe setting to make mistakes. They can learn and not make that mistake in real life. In some situations, healthcare also uses simulators to practice and to learn. That could include any of us who learn CPR on a dummy. You know, again, another safe setting for learning through mistakes. I also wouldn't want to see that sign in an operating room or surrounding rooms. You know, the photo I shared above in the blog post was posted in a hospital nursing unit, an inpatient care unit. I don't think posting a sign like that in that setting is appropriate. I think it's a mistake to do so. Well, why? Well, everybody is trying in that kind of environment. You don't need mistakes as proof of that. Most mistakes in a healthcare setting, as would be true in a cockpit, could have a very serious negative effect. These mistakes could harm or kill patients, if we're going to be blunt about it. So we have to work really hard to prevent such mistakes, including medication errors. I mean, some mistakes should never happen. And that doesn't mean pressuring people to be perfect in an unachievable, superhuman sort of way. It means we use mistake proofing and other systematic methods to reduce, if not eliminate, mistakes and the bad outcomes that result. There's two types of mistakes. I think mistakes can be broken down into two broad categories. One, process mistakes, and two, innovation mistakes. This is similar to frameworks used by Professor Amy Edmondson and others who break down failures into these three categories. One, basic failures, two, complex failures, and three, intelligent failures. Now, basic and complex maps to process mistakes. Basic mistakes shouldn't happen in a known and repeatable process if we're able to do the right work the right way. Complex mistakes might be somewhat unprecedented, or they might be the result of a brand new set of circumstances in a known work system. Now, mistakes and failures aren't synonyms. Mistakes are actions or inaction that lead to a failure or some other bad result. And not all failures are caused by a mistake. But back to the breakdown of things into two or three categories. I used that breakdown of basic, complex, and intelligent in my book, The Mistakes That Make Us, but as applied to mistakes instead of failures. I think that framework is okay. In hindsight, I think I made a mistake by not using just process and innovation as the breakdown of mistakes, maybe in a second edition of my book. Process mistakes can be mistake-proofed. We can and often must work really hard and creatively to prevent them proactively. And when they occur or when we have a near miss, we must learn from these mistakes, focusing on improvement instead of punishment. Process mistakes are not proof that we're trying. Trying is not enough. Again, I think that sign is inappropriately flippant about serious mistakes. Now, I'm not saying we should make people feel bad about mistakes. Far from it. I'm not a fan of punishing people for mistakes. I mean, remember, mistakes are, by definition, unintentional. Leaders can respond to mistakes with empathy. Nurses who make mistakes might need emotional support or mental health care after a mistake, as it can be traumatizing. We don't need to add more trauma through punishment or a sign that's posted that might land badly after a serious mistake occurs. Now, innovation mistakes are generally, quote unquote, bad decisions that are made in attempts to improve or innovate. As Professor John Grout said in his recent webinar that he did in the Kinexus Continuous Improvement webinar series, you generally can't mistake-proof against bad decisions. Now, I think that sign would be appropriate, maybe helpful, in innovation settings. If we're creating, innovating new marketing campaigns, mistakes or proof that you're trying might be more appropriate. Then again, if a marketing campaign intended to be edgy turns out to be highly offensive to many people, then I don't know if that sentiment is great. I mean, it's situational. Within Kinexus, an innovative software company, different types of work might include both process mistakes and innovation mistakes. Now, launching a new feature that doesn't work perfectly, you might celebrate that mistake and then improve the software or fix the bugs. When you punish innovation mistakes, people will protect themselves by becoming very cautious. You'll get less innovation. Now, mistakes in payroll processes are something you'd want to mistake-proof. That sign, you know, mistakes are proof that you're trying, might not be appropriate in a company's billing or accounting departments. But in the product development and marketing teams, you might expect, encourage, and celebrate innovation mistakes. Not all mistakes are created equal. Our attitude about mistakes can't be exactly the same for all of them. Don't celebrate process mistakes. Do acknowledge them. Do respond to them in a kind and constructive way that's focused on learning and improvement. Innovation mistakes can be thought of and handled a little differently. But in all cases, please focus on learning, improvement, and prevention instead of punishment. So I'd love to hear what you think. If you want to post a comment, you can find the blog post. There's a link in the show notes or go to leanblog.org/audio354. Thanks.